Good morning, Father Ron here. As I hope you know by now, friends, each week along our Advent road to Bethlehem, we have a spiritual theme to focus our attention and a guide or image from nature to help us remember it during the course of the week. Last week, the first week of Advent, our theme was hope, and it was the butterfly that incarnated its mystery. This week, our theme is peace, and it is the white owl that so beautifully symbolizes its essence as we light our second Advent candle. Lord God, shine the light of your peace upon us gathered in your name. Guide and protect us as we begin the second week of Advent on the road to Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, stir hope within me.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
An Advent hymn. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee.
Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring.
By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Our reflection today comes from our Listener Awareness series, in which we invite any of you in our God Minute family out there to share a reflection of your own on Scripture. Each month we highlight one or two of them, and so today is from Jim, who we welcome today for our meditation. Thank you, Jim.
A reading from St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds all understanding. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We all experience difficulties in our lives, challenges and hardships that can sometimes feel overwhelming. And what do we usually do as a response when these things happen to us? We worry about them, right? They make us feel out of control and unable to cope. I know I've done my share, and to what end? Most of the time, it was senseless and counterproductive. But worry and fear sells. It is worry and fear that sells newspapers and advertising spaces. It is worry and fear that drive people who should be reasonable and caring to be suspicious and untrusting. It is worry and fear that keep us glued to cable news channels and ugly social platforms. Sometimes it is even worry and fear that challenge our relationship with God. So I ask myself, what's the alternative? How do we overcome worry in our lives? St. Paul gives us the answer in our scripture today. Pray about everything. Prayer is the place where we can hand everything, good and bad, over to Jesus, who will take in our worry and doubt and transform it into peace. We can bring our worries out of the darkness by inviting Jesus, our light, in. So why wouldn't we pray about everything? I try. In my silence and solitude, I pray in thanksgiving for all that God has blessed me with. In my times of reflection, I take my grief, my troubles, my failings, and ask Jesus for his mercy and comfort. In random times during the day, I take in all of nature, and I pray in wonder and awe at the marvels and grandeur of God. As I meet with friends, family, and even those I don't know, I try to see the face of God in each, and that is prayer to me. Am I perfect at it? Of course not. Am I always mindful of the presence of God? I wish I could say I am. But in my better moments, I remember that Jesus is always with me, that he died on that cross for me, and that he accepts me exactly and unconditionally as I am, because I am his child. I realize I don't have to understand and control everything. He is in charge, not me. And so, for the times I keep these thoughts close to me and truly believe and trust in his love, what I often feel is the very thing that St. Paul tells us in today's scripture. The thing we all desire and long for, the presence of the triune God stirring within, and a deep sense of peace. In Jesus' name we pray.
As we turn to the giver of all that is good, and we pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, Prince of Peace, favor us with blessing today as we begin our second week on the road to your stable. Help us make time to be with you in prayer so that we truly can do all things in you. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A new week on the road to Bethlehem means a new night prayer for this week and a new decade of our progressive rosary, both of which are available right now on the blog and website. Be sure and take advantage of that as we grow in our faith and our celebration of Christmas. There's also a video there from yesterday's reflection explaining the symbolism of the white owl as our guide this week on the road. So I hope you might take a look at that as well. I want to thank Jim for his touching reflection today, so beautiful, and invite any of you out there to do the same. Just check out our Listener Awareness series. The link is on our blog. Friends, thank you for joining all of us in prayer today. May God's blessing lift us and hold us in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you all. Go with God, and we'll see you tomorrow.